strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Women go and men plunder. Don't you hear that thunder? You better run.
That's from 1982. Men at Work and Down Under. Taking us just up to 4:30 here on Radio Ringsend, broadcasting live on AM and FM for the people of Ringsend and surrounding districts for the Ringsend and District Community Festival 1984. I'm going to go back in time even further now to practically the year dot. How many of you remember this one?
Thank you. love and good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love and good vibrations are happening with her.
This is Radio Ringsend for Community Festival 1984. If you've anything to say to us, you can contact us on our telephone number, 693436. Radio Ringsend is brought to you by the Community Radio Broadcasting Cooperative, CBC. And for full details and advertising, 693436. Radio Ringsend, serving the community in every possible way.
Shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. God, I knew he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your God in hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Indeed, that of course is Fleetwood Mac from way back in time, a song called Oh Well, which you may have heard when he was on Big D. Dave Fanning used to use that as his theme tune for his programme on Big D Radio between 12 and 3 in the morning. We have some requests and dedications come in, and we'll say hello to Cato, Orla, Camel, Audrey, Sue, Debbie, Mickey, Berkey, Joe, David and Willie, and that comes in from Me and Me, so it says. We've also to say hello to Orla, who is madly in love with David Burke, and also for Audrey, who's madly in love with somebody called Question Mark, and Camel, who's also madly in love with this very self-same Question Mark, who seems to turn up an awful lot in our requests, Deborah and Paul, Gummy and Vivin, Happy and Jumbo, or is it Hoppy and Jumbo? Is it Happy or Hoppy? It's Hoppy, I'm told. Hoppy and Jumbo, Jer and Debbie, Bubble and Morris, and Orla Murphy, who is going in for the Bonnie Baby competition. The Bonnie Baby competition, incidentally, to remind those of you who are entering, is on tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. sharp in the school hall. Anyway, a quick reminder of the events later on today in the community festival here in Ringsend. River Sports in the Poolbag Yacht and Boat Club starts at 7 o'clock. Jensen Ladies Punt Races, 15 to 30 years old, starting at 8:30 p.m. sharp. And children under 14 years punt races starting at 7 o'clock sharp. Boys and girls prizes for first, second and third in both of these particular classes, boys and girls. There's also a Pirates Parade for the under 14-year-olds starting at 8 o'clock in the Poolbag Yacht and Boat Club. And there'll be prizes for the first, second and third placed best costumes. Now that's organised by the Poolbag Yacht and Boat Club. And if you want any further information, you can give Jimmy Gagan a ring at 687-374. Also tonight, 7:30, table tennis in the Residence Hall. And that's the first round of the junior, senior and adult competitions. Junior being 12 to 15 years old, senior being 16 to 21 year old, and adult being 21 years old and over. And finally, at 8 o'clock tonight in the school hall, the Mr. and Mrs. competition presented by Mr. John Kane, and also new local adult talent competition and the Knobbly Needs competition. Music is by the Brendan's Trio. Prizes for first, second and third for men and for women. And the admission there is 50 pence, so if you want to drop down to the school hall, there's the Knobbly Knees and the adult talent competition, Mr. and Mrs., etc., etc. Don't forget as well, a quick reminder, if you're between 10 and 15 years old, you can drop down tomorrow to the junior disco between 8 o'clock and 11 in the community centre, and it's not written down in the programme, but you know now, so you can rush around and tell everybody else all about it. I'm going to play a little bit of music now, and back to the modern day after a little bit of Beach Boys and Fleetwood Mac. This is something that I'm sure you've heard thousands of times on the radio over the past while.
Thank you.
Looking for a party or a disco? Contact David Baker Disco Roadshow. It's now open for you on 603 084 flat 4. 603 084. David Baker Discos. We specialize in everything you could possibly ask for. For full details of information, phone us at 603 084. 603 084 and ask for flat 4. If he's not in, leave a message. David Baker Roadshow. It's open for you and it's here right now. Call to Klein Brothers Ringsend for top quality pork, bacon, beef and lamb. Klein Brothers have everything to suit the customer, whether it's a shoulder of bacon, a roast of beef, sausages and pudding or a nice steak. Call into Mr. Klein, Liam, Peter, Chris or Willie. Klein Brothers, beside the library in Ringsend, we're tops in our trade.
Why not take a night off tonight and drop into the Yacht, your friendly local? The Yacht has everything you need to relax. Nice surroundings, good company, friendly service, and the best booze in the business. If you're in a hurry, why not avail of our off-sales window for a very quick service? The Yacht will have you sailing along on the crest of a wave.
And to give you another reminder of the H. Williams Extra Community Week special is that at the meat department, mincemeat is only 79 pence a pound. It's another reminder of that. We'll let you know again a little bit later on in case you forget. Time for our third little look at some of the best cons in history. And this is a con that took place in America. And it's a con that needs money, it needs patience, it needs a big bank with two entrances, and it needs a trustworthy partner. But it enables you to double your money by ripping off the bank. And the way you do it is you start off dead legitimate, you see, with, say, £60,000 up front and another £40,000 that you keep in your hip pocket for use later on. And what you do is you and your partner, you check out a few big banks until you find one with two entrances and a long counter with plenty of tellers. And then you go and see the manager, and you open up a business account using the initial £60,000. And then you settle yourself down, you see, for a long wait. And over the next 6 months or so, you operate the account as if you were a legitimate business. You draw money out, you put money in. You never let the account run into the red, but gradually you use the extra £40,000 to build up the sum deposited up to about £100,000. And at this stage, you've got £100,000 in the bank. You and your partner will be favoured customers of the bank, and the bank manager will think you're absolutely fabulous. And that means that you're just about ready to hit them. And what you do is you ring up the manager, who you'd remember at this stage is a great friend of yours. You ring him up on Monday and you explain that you have a vitally important business deal coming up the following day involving a client from Germany or somewhere. And you tell him that you have to make a large withdrawal to pay for the goods that you've ordered. And you ask him, as if you didn't know, how much you have in credit in the bank. And the manager will check up and tell you, again as if you didn't know, that you've £100,000 sitting in his vaults. And you tell him that that will just about cover the payment with maybe £700 to £800 cash left over. And you ask him if he'll have that amount of cash ready available for you in the morning, since you don't want any delays which might give your client time to change his mind. And the manager, since it's a big bank, will tell you that he will certainly have that amount of money available. In fact, it would be available if you needed several times that amount. So great, you tell him and you sound very impressed. And you ask him to do you a favour. You ask him to mention to his tellers that either you or your partner, you're not sure yet which it'll be, will be calling at exactly 10:15 tomorrow morning to make the withdrawal. And you ask, would it be possible to have the money ready for payment without question, so that your client will be impressed by your relations with such a big bank? And of course the manager, since you're a long-established favourite customer, will tell you, yes, that'll be possible. So you thank him politely and you ring off. And the next morning, at precisely 10:15, you come in through one door of the bank and you draw out £99,982 in cash from the nearest teller, while your partner enters through the other door and draws out the same amount from another teller down the counter. And since it's a big, busy bank, the fact that you're both at it won't be noticed. And thanks to the manager, there won't be any delay in the payout. And once you get outside, you get a fast car and you drive off to the airport. And that, in fact, worked in America for two con men about 20 years ago. Probably wouldn't work at this stage, but it worked 20 years ago, and two con men made quite an amount of dollars, not pounds, over there using that particular scam. Listen, we've one or two requests now before we play a bit of music. Cattle and William Weaver, Susan and James. And James doesn't apparently have a surname according to this. Also Jennifer and Mousy Kavanagh, Cynthia and Gay Murphy, Gemma and Ger Whelan, Deborah and Paul Burke, Carmelia and question mark, and there's a name there crossed out, and I'm going to find out what it is, but I'll hold the next records on and tell you afterwards. Also Audrey and Joseph Martin, Connell and Kilrena Gannon, Noel and Piercy, Ashy and Suzanne Collins, and also Patrick and Cindy Crabb, I believe it is. Anyway, that is your request and dedications for the time being. If you'd like a request or dedication yourself, you know where we are. You can drop down to the community centre. Unfortunately today, no interviews on air, but we will play the requests or dedications especially for you. I'm going to play a little bit of music and we'll be back immediately after this, letting you know a little bit more about tonight's and other events during the community week. 10 minutes now before 5 o'clock. You're tuned, of course, to Radio Rings End. I'm Mick Nugent with you till six today.
Suitcase of memories.
Kenny Loggins taking us up to 4 minutes before 4 o'clock here on Radio Ringsend, broadcasting, of course, on AM and FM to the people of Ringsend for Ringsend and District Community Festival 84. Some requests and dedications just come in. We've to say hello to Antoinette and Esther, and there we're told two lovely girls, and that comes in from two secret admirers. We've also to say hello from Emma to Niamh, Mark, Stephen, Mum and Dad, and also all of her aunties and uncles and cousins, and one or two. We've to play a request for Mark, and that comes in from Niamh. It says, play Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, which we've already played a little bit earlier on in the program. Also a request for Liz, and Liz, we're told, is in love with Stephen Grace. We've one or two more, if we can just drag this out from underneath the paper. We've said hello to Tracy and Beau, Lisa and Rayo, Susan and Van, to Susan and Dan, indeed, Marion and Neddo, Constance and Gitters. Where do these names come from, indeed? Also, it says, could you please play Wake Me Up, which you've already played, or Farewell My Summer Love. We'll try and find that. Also, for all who live in Canon Mooney Gardens, and also for, especially for Gaskins and Kemples. And another one we have to say hello to, if I can read this particular one all crumpled up here on a page about the size of a stamp, we have to say hello to Mr. and Mrs. Paul Duggan, and also their 1-and-a-month-old son, Paul, and that comes in especially from Guess Who. We have another request, which is about 4 pages long, that we'll leave for a second and we'll come back to it. It's from the two Carols who took over the programme yesterday with about 5,000 requests and dedications, and this one has there's 2 or 3 pages here. I'll just leave it and we'll play a bit of music, and I'll come back after that and play something from that. Going to take a short commercial break first. We'll be back after that with Dexy's Midnight Runners, and then we'll try and work our way through that request from the two Carols.
Tommy Curtis, the Butcher on Bridge Street, open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock each evening, Monday to Saturday. Tommy Curtis, for best quality beef, lamb, pork, bacon, chicken and eggs. Drop in and have a chat with Tommy about his wonderful freezer meat offers, or call him on 689-240. That's 689-240. And don't forget, Tommy Curtis delivers locally. Tommy Curtis, Bridge Street, Ringsend. Oh, and by the way, Tommy hopes you all enjoy yourself during Community Week.
For all your tyre needs, call to D&L Tyres at the rear of No. 4 Pierce Square, off Pierce Street, opposite the Magnet. D&L Tyres for Dunlop, Michelin, Semperit, Uniroyal, Firestone and other popular brands at keenest prices with a free fitting service. D&L Tyres have a fast puncture repair service and are experts at wheel balancing. D&L Tyres are open Monday to Friday from 9 to 6 each day and a half day on Saturdays. D&L Tyres, rear of No. 4 Pierce Square, opposite the Magnet in Pierce Street.
Metro Cabs, 683-33, 683-33, Metro, for an efficient and friendly taxi service, 683-33, 683-33, Metro Cabs, on the move, all over Dublin, 683-33, Metro Cabs.
And right now, the good life means the Ringsend and District Community Week. Every time you spend £20 in Sandymount H. Williams Supermarket, you get great value. And all during the Ringsend and District Community Week, you also get a free H. Williams surprise voucher. Charlotte Lynch, manager of H. Williams Sandymount, looks forward to meeting you. Have a great week with our H. Williams surprise vouchers.
Choice and value is the smart H. Williams way.
Thank you.
Dexy's Midnight Runners there takes us up to 5 minutes after 5 o'clock here in Radio Rings End, and we've one or two more requests and dedications that we have to play. Just come in. We've to say hello to Karen Brannock and Paul, to Leela Brannock and Wembo, I believe it is, Adrian MacDonald and Deco, Linda and Bob Kelly, Hilly and Bucko, Joanne Moran and Sned, Francis and Tony, Paula and Lala, whoever that is, and Eilish and Bucko. That's a lucky old Bucko. He's got Hilly and Eilish apparently there, unless there's two Buckos in the area. We've also to say hello to all of the Moran family. Moran family being Ben and Dan Moran, Yvonne Moran, Christine, and also Christine Hickey, Dave Hickey, and Michael Moran, Joanne Moran, Sinead Moran, and Rocky the dog. We've also got to play a request for John and Barbara, and they're 2 weeks married. Ah, well, we all make mistakes sometimes, and we've also got to say hello to Sinead and Barter, Tara and Nipper, Deborah and Bucko, Geraldine and Ian, Paula and Lawrence Timmons, Karen and Patrick, Eilish and David, and also Lynchy and Nipper, and also Joanne Moran. And if you want to play a request or dedication yourself, just drop down to the community centre just off Doncaster Street, and we'll do our best to play a request or dedication especially for you. Also, if you've got any news of the community events, there's any changes or anything that you want to let us know, or indeed if there is anybody who has done well in any of the events and wants to come down and talk about it. Unfortunately you can't today because the second microphone is out of operation, but you can drop down tomorrow and we will certainly say hello to you over the air. Anyway, on with the music, and this one's going back 1 or 2 years, back to 1982 I believe it was. Or was it 1983? Anyway, one or two of those years, doesn't really matter when. This is the Steve Miller Band, to take us a little nearer to 5:10.
Thank you.
Catering indeed for all tastes, you're tuned to Radio Rings End, broadcasting live on AM and FM for Rings End Community Festival 1984. That's the theme music and the goodies on every Sunday on whatever station it's on. And before that, you heard, Chaz and Dave and a little bit of nonsense called Rabbit. We've got some requests and dedications that have just come in. We're going to try and get through to say hello to Annette Whelan and also Adam Whelan and also for Siobhan O'Neill and James Comerford, who are all madly and passionately in love, and that comes in from Guess Who. Also to say hello to Joanne Moran and Sned, who are also madly and passionately and smoochily in love with one another. And also Niamh, Stephen, Mark and Siobhan from Emma at last, a request for people who aren't madly in love with each other. And we've also to play a request for Catherine Devlin, and she lives in Ringsend Road, and also for Sharon Murphy, I believe it is, or Mulvey. We'll find out exactly who it is in a second. We're going to get through at last now to this request from the two Carols, this telephone book of a request that has just come in. We'll try and get through one or two of them. Not going to get through them all in this go, but I'll get through some of them and we'll go through the rest later on. Right, we have to say hello to...